Chinese authorities are offering $1,100 rewards to anyone who turns in people counterfeiting the official Olympic Games logos and symbols, like souvenirs featuring the five Olympic rings, for example. It's the latest attempt to keep fakes off the streets. For years, police have raided factories and retailers, seizing goods not licensed by the International and Beijing Olympic Committees. It looks as if they've had success, sort of. Jamila Trindle reports.
Visitors can't stroll far into Tiananmen Square before someone approaches, trying to sell stickers, fans, postcards, or little Chinese flags for you to wave while you take in the sight. This woman has Olympic mascot keychains. They're rubber and the colors are bleeding, but she insists they're not fake. Fake or not, she's not really supposed to be selling them. Olympic merchandise is supposed to be sold only in official shops. It's part of the promise the government made to protect the Olympic logo when China was bidding for the Games. Yin Xin Tian is from the State Intellectual Property Office.
To stringently protect IPR is a solemn commitment China made in his effort to host 2008 Olympic Games. The State Council issued a regulation on the protection of the Olympic symbols shortly after we won the bid to host the Olympic Games in 2002.
But honoring that commitment has proven difficult in a country where patents and copyrights have seldom been honored.
Any bag, wallets? What do you need, girl? Can I help you? You can tell me. I can help you. We have everything.
In this one market, you can find handbags, shoes, and clothes labeled Prada, Gucci, Coach, Abercrombie, North Face, Polo, whatever. All are counterfeit, none licensed. And that's after a recent government cleanup in preparation for the Olympics. But the Olympic gear that was here a few weeks ago is nowhere to be seen, and the kiosk owners say they haven't got any.
Now nobody sells that.
Another seller complains that they aren't allowed to sell anything right now, but she says things will go back to normal after the Olympics. At a wholesale market across town, there are also no Olympic t-shirts on display. I ask one woman selling t-shirts, and she asks how many I want. Five? She can't help me. But when I suggest buying 10 or 15, she pulls out a business card. She says, if you want them, call this number later tonight. So one phone call, and I'm back talking to the same woman 2 days later. Instead of sending me somewhere else, she pulls aside the t-shirts and ducks into a space behind the display. There, wrapped in plastic, is a Beijing 2008 Olympics t-shirt. Mine for the taking for about $3, better than 75% off the official price. That is, if I buy 20 of them. So counterfeit products aren't completely eradicated, but certainly harder to find. Probably more work than most tourists would want to put in. Back on Tiananmen Square, one visitor says, if the price was right, she'd consider buying unofficial.
I'd rather have an official one, but it depends on what the difference of the price is going to be. People aren't going to know if it's official or unofficial when I wear it, but I will like to try to buy an official one.
When I tell her the difference, $14 for an official t-shirt and around $3 for a counterfeit, she says she'll go official. She is in the market, though, for a ticket to the opening ceremony, and a fake one of those just won't do. For The World, I'm Jamila Trindle in Beijing.